Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Tes. We left off in the middle of Sif Beis. We are on the second to last word on page Yud Dalet, about to turn on to page 28, but we'll summarize what we were discussing in Sif Beis from the beginning. The Mechabera told us in Sif Beis, it's usher to be koveya on Erev Shabbos, a suda that is larger than a regular weekday suda, even if it's a sudas irisin. And the reason was, if ne kovet haShabbos, where the Mechaber explained that meant that we want you to go into Shabbos when you have an appetite. And we saw other opinions that it's tam is zilzul to Shabbos to make the weekday, the Erev Shabbos, like Shabbos. We also saw pshat that you might not have time to do your hachanos for Shabbos, and therefore you should not make a suda on Erev Shabbos that's a large suda, larger than you normally have during the week. And the Mechaber ended up and said, v'chol hayom v'chol ha'isr, the whole day of Friday is included in the Isr. The Rambam then told us, a suda that falls on Erev Shabbos, a suda's mitzvah, like a bris milah, a pidyon haben. The Bar Halacha told us even a suda's siyum. The Mishaburah discusses even a suda's erusin, if it's the day of the erusin, that's all going to be mutter. And now we pick up in the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and says, but v'lechol v'lishtos belik v'yasuda, but to eat and drink without being koveh asuda, afilu suda sherogil babachol. The Mishaburah explains this is a different point. It's as if it says ve'afilu suda sherogil babachol, and even to have a suda that is equal to a regular weekday suda, not greater, like we discussed before. So kohayom mutter lahaskel menadin. So to be koveh asuda that's a regular weekday suda would be mutter all day. And to be not be koveya, just to eat and drink without a kviya suda, that also would be mutter to begin all day. Aval mitzvah lihimona milikboa suda shenogba b'chol mitesha sholu sulamala. But the Mechaber ends up and says, but there is a mitzvah to holding back from koveya a regular size weekday suda from 9 hours and onward on Erev Shabbos. So you know it's mutter, but one is has a mitzvah to hold back from doing that. So the Mishabura picks up his of Koton Yud Dalet as we turn to page 28. V'lecho v'lishtos ein bichlal zeh im hushose kol kach harbe minei mashke ad she yisaveya. Not included in this heter of the Mechaber that you could eat and drink whatever you want is if a person is going to drink so much until he is full. Ki hu b'vadai mekal kol taiva samachal. That for sure will ruin your appetite. And a person's nature testifies about this. It's pasha. If you drink so much that you're full, so you no longer have an appetite for eating later on that day. And sometimes you're going to be canceling out your Suda Shabbos totally by getting drunk. And therefore a mitzvah, therefore there would be a mitzvah as well to hold back from 9 hours and onward, to have too much to drink, have intoxicating beverages, just like we said in the Mechaber, there's a mitzvah to hold back from being koveya, a regular size weekday suda from 9 hours and onward. There is an interesting sharetzion of here in Os Yotes. He says this idea of not drinking too much is the Taz v'Yirabu l'kamon b'simin tof ayin aleph l'gabi Erev Pesach. This halacha is learned out really from Erev Pesach. If you look at note 22, he explains Shom Kosav HaShulchan Aruch. There the Mechaber says Sha'osar lishtos ma'at yayin be'erev Pesach mishum she'soed asalei. The Mechaber paskins it's usher to drink a little bit of wine on Erev Pesach because it fills a person up. Aval muter lishtos imenu harbe. But the Mechaber says you are allowed to drink a lot of wine. Kevon shegorer es taivas hamachal. The nature of wine, the Mechaber says, is that if you have more, then it draws your appetite after it. If you have too little, so then it satisfies you. The Kosav HaTaz Shom, the Taz writes over there, Shemikomakom Osr Lishtos Yayin Rav Kolkach Ad Sheyisba Mimenu. But for sure it's usher to drink so much wine till you're going to be full from it. Shevadai Mikalka Hadover Es Taiva Samachal. That will for sure destroy your appetite. So that's discussed in Achos Pesach. So the Shaar Tzion says over here in your test, that this is based on the Taz and Al-Yurabu later on in Simen Tov Ayin Aleph Agave Erev Pesach we just mentioned. Vishom Yesh Isser, there we're talking about Erev Pesach with the mitzvah daraisa of matzah. So there is an actual Isser. V'hocha al-koponim mitzvah ika k'mo le'inyon suda harogil babachol. But over here the Mishavur is telling us at the very least there is a mitzvah to hold back from it, no different than the mitzvah to hold back from having a regular size weekday suda on Erev Shabbos after the ninth hour. Sivkotan Tesvav, back in the Mishavura, He said, "Afilu suda sheragel abachol, haynu kimo va'afilu." This is as if there was a vav there. It's a new case. Besides eating and drinking, whatever you want is permissible. Va'afilu suda sheragel abachol. Even having a regular weekday size suda is mutter as well. V'ratz lomar means to say, "De lomi baya bali kviya suda klal." Needless to say, without being koveya suda at all, the zev vade mutter klayom. That's for sure mutter the entire day. V'afilu mitzvah lihimona gam kein leka. There's not even a mitzvah to hold back from it. Barring the case we just discussed, if you're over drinking, but just stam, eating and drinking stam, there wouldn't even be a mitzvah to hold back if you're not being koveya suda. V'afilu bikviya suda. But says the Mishabur, the Mechaber is coming to tell us that even if you are koveya suda, kevan she'eno osa suda rechava, rakimo sheragyo babachol, since you're not making such a large suda, you're only making a suda like you normally make during the week, mutter kala yom min adin, that is permissible the whole day, mikra adin, aval mitzvah lihimona, but as the Mechaber ends off, it is a mitzvah to hold back from such a suda from 9 hours and onward. Says katan tez zayim milikbo asuda. This is on that last point that it's a mitzvah lihimonam like boas suda vin hischil enomasik. There's a mitzvah to hold back from it, but if you started, you certainly don't have to stop that suda. You are allowed to continue it. Sivkotan yudzayin mitesha shows sulamalo. When is it a mitzvah to hold back? From 9 hours and onwards. Hainu shows manios. This 9 hours we're referring to is 9 hours into the day of shows manios. Vahu revias hayom aralaila. That is a quarter of the day before the nighttime, meaning the day is split in Shalos Manios into 12 hours. So 9 hours into the day is 3 quarters of the day. You have 1 quarter left till nightfall. Then the Mishabura says, Mikomoko nira dibimos hachoref. Still, it appears that in the winter, Bizman shahayomim kitzarim ma'od, where the days, as we know, are very short in the winter. So mitzvah lihimono milikbo asuda haragila afilu kodem teisha shos. Then says the Mishabur, there's a mitzvah to hold back from a regular suda even earlier than 9 hours. Kol shu mishar benafsho shayidei zeh lo yasoiv lecho b'layla. So long that you evaluate in yourself and you realize that if you have this regular size suda even earlier than 9 hours, you're not going to have an appetite to eat at night, it's a mitzvah to hold back from it. And the pshat is that again, with a quarter of the day left, we assume that you'll be okay with an appetite that night. But in the winter, where the shows manios are very short, so even if you wait by the 9th hour, you still may not be hungry to eat a Shabbos Suda later on. So then if you realize you're one of those people, you would have to stop having a Suda earlier. That would be a mitzvah, so that you should have an appetite at night. Let's see 2 bir halachas over here. Number one is, the Vermaskim Milikbo Asuda, halfway through the wide lines, in the beginning of the line. Hainu le'echo pas kedei sviya kurigiluso b'chol. The suda we're saying it's a mitzvah to hold back from by the 9th hour is to eat a suda of bread that will fill you up like you normally have during the week. Ava ma'at lahashkid ra'avono, but to have a little suda that will just satisfy your hunger and put you at ease, eino b'chlal kviya suda l'inyazeh. That's not considered kviya suda. And that even wouldn't be a mitzvah lihimona. That would be 100% fine. They do bring down in note 27, I'm hesitant to read this, but why not? It's the Chazon Ish. The minhag of the Chazon Ish. It's not that he's saying that we should do this, but a Chazon Ish haya noig, shelo le'echol pas, v'afilu tafshil bi'er Shabbos l'achaz ma'mincha gedola el aperis bilvad. After the zman of mincha gedola, so the Chazon Ish already did not have bread on Erev Shabbos, he did not even have any cooked dishes on Erev Shabbos, all he had was fruit. Stam, it's kedai to know that, to keep that in mind. But the idea is a person wants to be hungry for the Suda Friday night. It has become a big thing now in Klal Yisrael, Ta'ameha, and they get larger and larger and larger, and this becomes more and more of a problem that everyone has to know themselves. One more bi'alocha, mitesha shosu l'mala. So he said there's a mitzvah to hold back from 9 hours and onward. Says the bi'alocha, ayin b'mishabura. Look at the mishabura, like we just mentioned, that if it's in the winter, you should really stop earlier. The reason is the afshet tzarech lachshav shows manios. Even though it's true, we have to calculate the shows manios. Haynu b'she'ein hayom kotzer harbi. That's when the day is not too short. Avok shayom kotzer ma'od. But when the day is in the winter and it's very short, ubevaday lo yisoyv leocho balayla. And you're for sure not going to be hungry to eat at night. Achar achiloso hasuda regula. After having a regular size weekday suda, at that time you're not going to be hungry at night. So lo odiv davar zem mimhoya istanis. This is no worse than a person who is an istanis. The isal akamon b'simin tov ayin sev gimel b'simin tov ayin alas sev al b'haga the machmirinan day. The same way that a person who is an istanis, so he has to stop earlier, so too for everyone in the winter when the 9 hours is too late to stop your suda, so there's a mitzvah to stop earlier. And granted, the gabi isness that discussed over there is talking about the gabi matzah. It's much more chomer than over here. Hainu delays be chiyuv. That only means that over here there's no chiyuv. Over there there's a chiyuv. Here there's no chiyuv. Aval al kopana mitzvah ikah. But there is a mitzvah to hold back from a suda even earlier than the ninth hour. The afshu be emes gam istinus ain't tzarich l'isanos be'er Shabbos. And even though in truth an istinus does not have to fast on Erev Shabbos, ki'im mitzah midas chasidus, as we'll see in a moment, that's only midas chasidus. He doesn't have to fast. Hainu tainus gomer. That's to say, he doesn't have to fast the full tainus. Masheinkein benidin didon dehu rak b'akdama ba'alma. But over here, we're discussing just stopping a little bit earlier. Bevadai mitzvah lasos kein nefeshur be a mitzvah to stop earlier. So that's the bir halacha over here. Let's just see Sif Gimel where he discusses this case of the istinus. Derech anshei ma'isa lis'anos b'chol erev Shabbos. It is the way of Anshei Maisa to fast on every Friday. They want to go into Shabbos with a geshmak. They fast every Friday. As we'll see in the Mishabura, not so poshes, if katan yudches, kidei sheyu te'evim lecho b'layla, so that they should be hungry and have an appetite to eat their suda at night. However, v'ayim b'bachum agen Avram, u'shari acharam, look at the b'bachum agen Avram and the other achronim, she'eskimu, that they all agreed, de'ein lehis anos b'er Shabbos, that one should not fast on Erev Shabbos. There's an inyan not to go into Shabbos when you're be'inui. We don't want you to be afflicted when you go into Shabbos. Unless you are such a sensitive stomach, you're such an istinus, that if you eat at all during the day of Erev Shabbos, and you won't be able to eat at night with an appetite, then it will be taka, a good minhag for you, if the tainus will not be damaging to you. So we see over here that it is an inyan for an isness mamish to fast on Erev Shabbos if need be, so you can have a suda Friday night. We will stop here and continue with Dalai Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.